Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball four. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hefner. The throw from Tebbets to Croucher and they have Hefner trapped. The throw over to Greenberg, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grace. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Croucher applying the tag. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog strikes out. There goes Clift. The throw from Tebbets to second, and Clift is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner strikes out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grace takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hogue, who is chasing the ball. McCuskey reaches third base with a triple. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. McCuskey scores. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Grace. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins is walked intentionally. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grace. Fox reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Greenberg scores. Higgins moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-1 in the game. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hefner strikes out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Newsom scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. Grace moves to second. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Soltis moves to second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Averill. Glenn reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 2 in the game. Croucher hits a line drive into left field. Solters picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Solters. Croucher moves to third. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Solters takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Glenn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tebbets moves to second. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. Croucher moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.